Logic dictates that given their extremely high level of technical development...
Well, it's too technical to explain to the lay mind.
Oh no! All minds can get their head around technical analysis. They just need to find the right people to help explain it. We've got one of those people today. This is Talking Technicals on Money Life, and I am joined right now by Buck Clintworth. He is Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Chase Investment Counsel, where, among other things, he's involved in the Chase Growth Fund, CHASX. If you want to learn more about the firm, the fund, and Buck, it's chaseinv.com. Buck Clintworth, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
Seldom do I have to timestamp an interview right at the beginning, but in this case, I feel like I need to because we are recording this on Thursday morning or Thursday midday, and as we record this, the NASDAQ is up more than 6% on the day, the S&P 500 up more than 4.5%, and the Dow almost 3%. So it's a big day on the market, which is not to say that it will have finished a big day by the time our audience hears this. But is this the day we've been waiting for from a technical standpoint, or is this a bear market rally in the technical terms that we've been looking at?
That's really the big question. And if you try to predict things based upon one day, you're going to be wrong around half the time. You know, we had 6 months to start the year where the market sold off. And then the first month and a half of the third quarter, you had the markets rally and you thought, is this the bottom? And then the market sold off the last month and a half of the quarter. And you thought, nope. And then you had October happen and markets rallied and you thought, is this the bottom? And then things sold off for about a week. So, you know, is today's rally the start of an uptrend? Certainly people would love it to be, but the overwhelming evidence doesn't point to that yet. You know, right now you have the giant stocks, the Microsofts, Amazons, Teslas, and Alphabets of the world, they're bouncing today, which is helping the indexes where there are heavy weights in them. But you have to look back at the last 10-plus months. Before today, all those stocks were near 52-week lows, you know, which wouldn't be a big problem if other stocks were presenting a positive divergence. But the big guys were lagging and the little guys were lagging, so that's not indicative of a market bottom. You always look for signs, well, maybe things were oversold, maybe this is the bottom. All indications are that if you're looking for that, you're just trying to be optimistic because there are mixed messages out there. Most markets don't find their bottoms because sellers lose interest. Some of them do, but not all. The urgent selling has to occur first to the point where buyers say, hey, stocks are so attractive right now, I just have to buy them. I don't know that that's what's going on today.
If you and I had done this interview 24 hours ago, so again, we're sitting here in the middle of a big day. If we'd done it 24 hours ago when we were still facing a post-election election uncertainty, not that we're certain yet because we're not, but before we saw this turn and before we saw the CPI numbers,
yeah,
would you have been saying we're going to have some bear market rallies or what have you to the end of the year, but the big action is coming next year? I think a lot of people that I've been talking to were kind of thinking the rest of this year would be ho-hum, but that the real action's coming next year. Are we still at a spot where that might be the case, or were you never in that camp?
No, I think we're still in a spot where people are just in a wait-and-see mode, where there's still fear out there. I'll give you an example. You know, investors, they like certainty, and a lot of people like to be in the stock market, to play and dabble, and it was easy for a dozen years or so. You know, you could just take a big pile of money, throw it at the stock market, and when it came back, it was a bigger pile of money. That's not necessarily the case this year. I equate it to, you know, my son is a soccer goalie, and it's his senior year. And normally, you love to watch your kid play, and you want the season to go on. Well, the season started out, first he hurt his rotator cuff, so he couldn't throw the ball. Then he got spiked in the neck and face and had to have stitches. Then he sprained a ligament in his finger. Then got kicked and spiked in the shin and had a bruised leg. Then in different collisions, he bruised both of his hips. And right before playoffs started, he bruised his sternum in another collision. He didn't miss any time because of those injuries, but as a parent, you're thinking, can't this season end already? because the fun has gone out of the game. It's that way for investors. You know, it started with, a war in Ukraine, then inflation, then rising interest rates, and the market selling off. And as that's happening, investors are watching the injuries and pain mount, and they just want it to be over with. But unlike a sports season, there's no definite date on the calendar that you can circle and say, here's when it's all over. Investors hate uncertainty. That's the hardest thing. You know, knowing when the pain will end and how bad it will be helps. But right now, there's still so much uncertainty out there that they don't know whether to buy or sell. And until that uncertainty is taken away and they say, I'm going to buy, it's more a wait and see or defensive posture that they want to take.
So for you, because we can talk about other investors, or we can talk about you, and I'm more interested in you. Where are you right now? I mean, how much are you into this market? How much are you keeping the powder dry?
Yeah, one of the things that you've seen over the entire year is we have shifted into different types of stocks. You know, we're a growth manager, so we're still buying stocks that have that earnings growth profile. But if you look to where we were at the end of last year and where we are today, the PE of our stocks have come down. And that's not just because the market has sold off. We moved out of the high PE stocks that had growth into lower PE stocks that have growth. We're still fairly fully invested, but it's certainly much more of a stock picker's market. You don't just say, I'm going to try and mimic what the market is doing, because that has not been the way to do well this year. You know, even in sideways or bear markets, there are always opportunities out there. And that's really where stock pickers can shine. You know, finding those things that are bucking the trend, those things that are outperforming, and going ahead and shifting into those stocks, even if it doesn't look like what the big indexes look like.
Well, Buck, I wish we had more time to talk about it. We don't, so we'll just have to have you back down the line. But meanwhile, thanks so much for joining me on the show. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
All right. Thank you.
That's Buck Clintworth. He is Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Chase Investment Counsel, part of the team running Chase Growth Fund, CHASX. You can learn more about him and the firm at chaseinv.com.